Blog Talk Radio.
Game 7 Radio. Yo, what's going on?
Yo, nothing. I tried a vegetarian meal today, and it was all it was missing was ground beef.
What did you try a vegetarian meal at?
Oh, well, I've been trying HelloFresh. I've been cooking more, getting my meals delivered to me and trying new recipes. And so I got vegetarian this week, and I'm missing chicken and beef. I don't know if I'm set for this vegetarian life.
What did you try?
Huh?
Today?
Today my meal was quinoa stuffed poblano peppers. Sounds fancy, but it was good. Like I said,
am I at the right radio station? What is going on?
You are too. You know your friend could be a just a tad bit I ain't gonna say that B word. He'd be a tad bit different.
Right.
You better not say it.
I ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna my lips are sealed.
Tank, what's going on?
What's going on, family?
Man, you got it. How was your Black Friday?
Black Friday was what I do. It was cool. I went a little overboard, not shopping. I had to work that night. The shopping part was cool. I kind of did. I've been shifted for a couple of years now to mostly online. So, like, you really won't catch me at a mall for real unless I'm out of town. So my shopping, I've done some of it that I was going to do online. That's probably how I'm going to finish up the rest.
Joe, what's good?
What's up, fam? How y'all doing?
What's up, Joe?
I'm cooler, man. Just cooler. How y'all feeling tonight?
I'm feeling fantastic. I'm walking around.
That's what
I feel is. Like I was cheated out of some meat, but I'm good.
Oh, great. Good. I don't know
if you heard, but Kate Spade had a portobello mushrooms and something else today. But,
Did anybody go Black Friday shopping?
I think we probably did that.
Yes, no, maybe. Indifferent. Everybody spoke about the same.
I thought Joe was.
Yeah.
That's about the only reason I went out there. You know, at this point, it's not really anything specific unless you're trying to get that new big screen TV. I don't really know what's a big deal in Black Friday and catching, you know, some deals on some other days, especially if you know where to go, when to go.
Yeah, I done got to that point where the crowd bothered me. So if I could catch it on Green Thursday or Red Tuesday, check me out then. I'm just leaving Black Friday alone, bro. Catch me online or something. In my bed with the covers pulled up.
Yeah, I ordered about 60 things from my phone and I never got out of bed. Every day, UPS and FedEx has been at my door. I'm kind of ashamed. Almost.
You probably should leave some treats outside for them or something, like a little bottle of water or something. Like that.
Nobody leave me no bottle of water.
Hey, this is the West Side. You can't leave no bottle of water. The UPS
man
will never get it.
I mean,
well, if you're on the West Side, please.
Nobody,
my bad.
Nobody,
well,
no
if you're on the West,
don't
need them
then. You are. Nigga said, that's a nice lady leaving us the water. That's what my man ain't going to say. She leave a ward out every day for the hood, for somebody, anybody they need. That's what I'm talking about there. That's good looking out right there.
You know, I got cameras outside. They don't even walk
right
in my yard anymore. They see them cameras. So I don't have no problem nobody walking up here.
Now, that's a great investment. If you didn't get that for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the deal's still out there. Get you a ring nest or something.
Yeah, cameras are a great deterrent because I have seen people literally walking across my yard, look up, see the cameras, and they'll just ease on out. Oh, I watched a whole musical show being shot in my front yard one day, and I asked them what they were doing for my ring, and they got out my yard. I think I missed a big music video. That's what happens when you live on the west side. Music videos are done in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
So what's going on with the news this week, Tony?
Well, as most of you all know, the number one news story of the day is Joe's guy and my guy and your guy turned a big 50 today. It's Hov's birthday, and he did something for all his fans. He opened up his whole discography on Spotify. So he really
did. Please say what he did again.
He opened up the whole catalog on Spotify today for his birthday.
The whole catalog.
He turned 50 and just let the competition just come on in. Now, that's now where they do that at.
Right.
The greatest rapper to ever do that.
This is direct competition.
Yeah.
Also in the news, what y'all think? Y'all been listening to a lot of Hov today? Anybody? Y'all, I know, you're indifferent.
I have been through the whole catalog, checking out some of my classics. You know, I mean, you can play Reasonable Doubt all the way through. I think Reasonable Doubt might be a masterpiece. One of those albums that speak to you from top to the bottom. So I love everything about Reasonable Doubt. Can I Live is probably my favorite track on there. American Gangster is probably his most slept on album. I think that's hard.
You think that's the most slept on?
One of the most. You feel me?
Yeah.
Top three. Like, if I had to list his slept on albums, I know people love American Gangster, but not as much as they love Blueprint, not as much as they love the Black Album. But it's just been a great whole day, And I heard about the Spotify thing, and I didn't believe it at first. I really didn't believe it because I was like, why would he open it up to the competition like that? But
Tidal had the best tribute to him, though. I'm just going to stick with that. I don't have Spotify.
Yeah.
I spend the rest of the money now.
But I heard he felt like all consumers should be able to enjoy with him on his big 50. Everybody get a chance to listen to Hov.
Yeah.
It's been a great day.
But like Tamika said, I've been on the side. I want you to go check this album out, Joe. I ain't heard it in a while, and I see the title released the last night. Is that S Dot? You remember the S Dot Carter mixtape? He dropped the mixtape for the Reeboks when he dropped the Reeboks.
For that Reebok release. Yeah.
You're right. It's like 19 tracks on there. Pretty dope.
Straight up.
Also, over the weekend, have y'all checked out Queen and Slim? It's got Big Buzz. Anybody?
I heard it was good. I hadn't had a chance to check it out.
I'm not going to spoil it for nobody because I had watched it. I thought it was predictable. I kind of could tell the movie through the commercials. But I wanted to go see it anyway. Very predictable. But, it's a decent watch. It's not something that I wouldn't jump back to go see it again. I'm not going to be sitting on the edge of my couch when it come out on TV or anything. But
That's how I felt about it. It's kind of predictable. Sad. It's nothing that you would go back like. You're not running back to the movies to see it. And like you said, you're not even... it's good. I don't want the listeners to get that messed up. But it's not... I don't want to sit through it again.
Yeah.
I
just felt myself want a different ending. Because I saw the ending coming. Like, that's the ending for us anyway. So, without me telling the ending, it's like, that's the ending. So, I would rather see a different twist to it. Kind of like Get Out. You know what I mean? Like,
if y'all seen Get Out. I would have rather for it ending like that, so to speak. But it was still a decent movie, though. You know, go check it out.
Right. Right. I think it was good. The soundtrack's pretty good. A lot of releases over the Thanksgiving weekend came out. Like I said, the Queen of Slim soundtrack. Fabulous drop. And speaking of Fab, we're gonna, this news is going to segue into our topic tonight. Fabulous has been getting heat from Shiggy. I don't know if you guys know who Shiggy is. He's a social media guy. Hey, Shig, the Shigster is mad for real. Fab was out. He just released his Sometimes Shootout 3. Him and Captain Nova running to Shiggy. Fab hit Shig with the, hey, man, I want you to dance off my bombs, you know, do me a little video. Shiggy asked for paper. But, you know, Fab thinking, yo, this Shiggy, he just talking. But it seems that Shiggy is really pressing him about the paper. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I saw the video because I was like, you did it for Drake for free.
But, okay, right. Do y'all think, I mean, he did do it for Drake for free. He was doing that shit for free.
But
Drake
at the time,
warm up.
But since then, it's no different than any other influencer getting paid. You know, she got
right.
over 2 million followers. He didn't have that before the whole Drake thing. So that
he
kind
did.
Of helped
right.
him. Now that he has influencers, you got to pay for that because people get paid for that. People get paid for social media comments.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Country.
An influencer.
So
a social influencer. And that
thing.
Is what she get
in. Fabulous. I love Fabulous. But Fabulous ain't Drake.
And Fabulous is nowhere near Drake.
You know,
Fabulous
is a
vet, though. 20 years vet.
And all that, but they're two different artists. It is not the same. Either pay him or don't pay him.
Yeah,
right.
And I agree with that. I feel like
right.
this, you know, segues into our topic beautifully. Social media impacted dude in a huge way. He went from doing something for just the love, and then getting 2 million followers, having Drake
right.
take him out on tour, different shows, you know. Lacing him up, giving him a little change or whatever for what he was doing out on the road or whatnot. Now, you coming to get his services, guess what? Hell yeah, you need to pay. The man
got
2 million plus followers or whatever. That is a fan base. 2 million plus followers, even a percentage of that. You know what I mean? Take 20% of his followers, and it's going to be a nice payday for Fabulous if they come over and purchase anything Fabulous related. So, of course, you got to pay. Anytime you're trying to capitalize off somebody's fan base and their name, you need to spend them decades. And don't get me wrong, I love Fab. Fab is one of those underrated artists that is lyrically gifted out of his mind, and I love SS3. I think that shit is crazy. But
right.
he wrong in a sense. That man got you got to pay. You got to pay him.
Now, Fabulous' response? Fabulous' response was, "Hey, you know, I know him. I thought he was kidding. You know, we weren't serious, but it looked like he's really trying to be serious with it. But I ain't got no problem. But I'm not gonna pay him. Def Jam to cut him the check. If he's serious, I can get Def Jam to cut him the check to promote the what's the name? That's not
yeah,
expensive. You know, he's like,
and I get Fab. You feel me? I get Fab. I got people
but
over me that'll take
Fab,
care of that
shit. But Fab, you can throw him the cash." On the cash cap. If he really want the cash, you know, I get y'all joking around, but like you said, and like Tamika said, now you are, this is a social media
yeah.
influencer. And it seems he's not just calling himself that. He is that. You know, you see that. You know that, fam. If he wasn't,
that.
You wouldn't mess with him. So I felt that, okay, fam, if he is serious, you know, hash it out, throw him something. But then some people was like, you know, well, no, they do favor for favor. It's just a lot. That's why I'm glad it kind of happened so it can lead into our topic of tonight.
Yeah.
So speaking on our topic of tonight, social media, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think we've all individually had conversations kind of about what we've seen on social media and how it's used. And I think we kind of want to praise how some people are utilizing it. You know, as we use people for example, and we kind of want to just talk about some of the challenges and things that we see that makes people not even want to get on social media. So I kind of opened up the floor.
Tank and I had a conversation yesterday, and the thing that gets me on social media is that, say, I got 1,800 friends, but one topic will be talked about by all 1,800. I will log off Facebook. I cannot stand what nobody has their own individual thought. Everybody got to get their opinion on whatever the hot topic is of the day. Like, nobody else ain't talking about nothing else but human trafficking. I will log off. I almost deleted the app. If it was not for Thanksgiving, I would have deleted my app weeks ago. It's like we got all these different people, but everybody won't talk about the same exact thing. All the things going on in the country, all the different issues that we have, all the different things that we can talk about, and everybody talking about the same thing. Like, how did we get here with social media? How do we get to just one topic at a time? And
well,
if you don't talk about it, then you don't care about it. That's the other thing I like about social media. People honestly will say, don't think it happens if you don't post it on social media. Oh, you losing weight. I didn't know you were working out. You didn't even post it on Facebook. What?
Right. Like, I don't get this.
I hate twin bitches.
Some people, it ties into they like it, takes it over. And social media is entertainment. It's a nice tool. I use social media. We all do. But that's why the good, the bad, the ugly. The ugly, I mean, it's good if you want to advertise, reach out and connect. It's bad if you want to advertise, reach out and connect. It's like, it's really, truly, literally the yin and the yang.
Hey, I'm speaking
like
on the board. Tank, let me ask you a question. How many times have you done a whole deal for a show over Facebook? Have you ever?
Have I ever did a what?
A deal to DJ over Facebook, completely over Facebook.
Like stranger from Facebook?
Yeah. Facebook happened. Or just somebody you send out or?
A lot of times. I have gotten deals over Facebook from random people hit me in my inbox. There it is. I would say it's not shocking if it happens. I put it like that. Maybe 5 or 6 a year, maybe. Complete strangers, not people that you know. I know people that I know might hit me on Facebook, but then those people will probably try to get in touch with me anyway. But about 6 to 8 a year that I have. Complete strangers.
And I guess where I was really going with that, I went the long way about saying it is that it's so important about the image that you portray on social media as well. And the importance of it being authentic is extremely important. And that's the only way you can be able to have a consistent clientele in whatever you're doing, that's as a person or as a business.
Right.
It's hard. It's like there's a lot of people that make money from being an authentic sales. But there's a lot of things that you cannot do. You can be authentic, but sometimes you have to tune that down because sometimes the things you say and you do may turn someone away from you. You know what I'm saying? Like you got to find a fine line. Like I'm a branch manager. And I got a foul mouth. I can't get on Facebook being foul mouth because I have people that work with me on social media, but I don't even want to talk like that out in public anymore because my kids follow me. So if I won't say it in front of my kids at home, I most definitely don't want to say it on social media. So that's not, I don't think that's not me being, not being authentic. I think that's me being mindful of what I have to lose. With me being a certain way, you know, I don't have to necessarily be all out loud like that until I get with my friends or people that I'm comfortable around. Does that make sense? Like, some stuff needs to be
made. It made perfect sense. I think not to cut you off, Jay. I think it made perfect sense depending on the person. Like, you as a branch manager, you know, has to be on Facebook, and the way you be on Facebook, you go a different route because you're mindful of who's watching. The same way somebody else can get on there, the total opposite. Be as foul as they want to be, say what they want to be, ass in the camera, cussing out whoever fighting at the store, saying whatever they want to say, and get more views and more followers because they know they followers appeal to the ratchetness of what they bring. So they righteously going out to the clientele. Like sometimes you don't even know if they are that ratchet for real in person, or are they just becoming a character for the followers and the likes and the views that they are getting on
right.
a regular basis.
Because some
so
of
them
people do
almost
get
lose, they almost lose themselves because of that.
Right. A lot of people do. For the fame. You got to think about it. If you're a person and you make whatever it is, we're going to use Facebook for right now. You use whatever
yeah.
you say and it catch on. And you were, you know, back right side of the classroom all throughout high school. Oh, okay. Oh, look in the yearbook to find out who you are. But now today, your picture has 684 likes, 55 guys in your inbox, and 112 comments. That's more attention in this one day than you receive throughout college and high school. So it turns people like that into monsters. You gonna come out?
I've heard, but when did we get so caught up in like and view?
This is what social media has bred, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what it has done.
Now,
like, in our day.
First of all, let me put it out there. Don't get twisted. You know, I like when people like my pictures when I be feeling myself and posting. But
it's people. It's in your nature. It's in people's nature. That's
yeah.
why.
But it's like if I don't post on social media for a month or so, I'm okay. Whether you know what I'm saying, like I'm okay. But you have some people that don't seem like it's okay, and you ever seen somebody posted? Oh, if y'all hoes don't start liking my post soon, I'm gonna start deleting y'all. Wait, what? I'm not so into it of knowing who's liking it and who's not liking it. I wouldn't even
right.
know.
But those people be caught up. That's what I'm saying. Caught up in.
Yeah, but. I think like that's because Mika, you can get off of social media and be secure with Mika. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you can look at Mika.
Go back to what I was saying about
Mika.
The people in the classroom.
Right. Your validation will come from like people. You get what I'm saying? Like you are who you are regardless of what. Some people get their validation because of those likes and views because like Tay said, they never receive those. Like we come from
right.
an era where you had to link up with people, meet with people, talk with people,
right.
conversation
right.
was important with us. Like face-to-face conversation that, you know, we had to really, really talk to people. Nowadays, that's not the window.
Tamika. You yourself know you are Tamika Kidd your whole time. You are people know you. That's what I'm saying. So think of the people who say, I can't stand Tamika Kidd. You ain't doing nothing. But look at the wide range of people that know you. That's the big kid, first name, last name. Even when you was mad, what they call
him? Big kid. No matter what my last name
is. It wasn't a disrespect to your husband. It's just what you know, man.
It's a big kid. And the question is...
That's real, though. Like,
I
think social media has greeted it. It has really become
even
a generation of attention seekers.
Even Jay and I had a conversation. He asked me about somebody one day. And I said, so-and-so don't like me. He said, what did you do to him? Nothing.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what we're saying. But social media can give you that Superman cape real quick. Keyboard gangsters, bullies. And that's what's the bad part about it. I mean,
yeah, and you look at, like, you look at that power that they have. And you see it coming. Like, you saw it coming years ago. Y'all remember, like, you could be playing something online and the little white kids would call you niggas or whatever online.
Right.
Something they'll never say
right.
to your face. But then that kind of,
right.
like, went over to dudes being able that would never be able, a guy that would never be able to go up to one of these chicks that they've been crushing on for years and say anything. And now
right.
they got the power to. They just jump in their DM and say whatever they want.
Right.
It added, like you said, a Superman cape to it.
Right. No harm, no foul. That's why ladies be like, this dude in my inbox, this dude in my inbox. It's going to continue that because, like Joe said, all you got to do is say no. Quit fucking. Okay. They on to the next.
Hey, I think we got a caller. I'm gonna bring them in. If your last three numbers of your phone is 217, last three numbers 217 here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. You got something you want to share with us?
Yeah, man. I've been kind of listening to what y'all said about the social media. I just came in. Y'all was talking about the good, the bad, the ugly. For me, as a personal trainer, in the city of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, I'm from a different state. For me, social media has helped me, and it is kind of brought on a whole nother crowd.
Right.
And what I mean by that, nobody knows me here for the most part. So what that means is for me, when I post on social media and when I set up a certain image, people look at me and they wait till somebody, I guess you would say a known person down here would just say, want my service. And when they see that person, they say, oh, okay, he's good. So my credibility, which is bad, it has to come from somebody that's popular. So they
right.
don't. It's almost like you're judging a book by its cover. You don't actually say, okay, well, let me give this person a try. And I'm only using this
right.
as an example. You don't look at that person. Let me give this person a try. He looks like he's doing good. He's going hard. No, they just wait till they see somebody that's pretty much known or popular, and then they say, okay, well, such and such going over there. Let me try him out. And
which is crazy.
What I've learned since I've been doing this is a lot of my clientele has come from that. Maybe one or two people, because somebody said, okay, let me give him a try. And the other one saw that, oh, such and such goes to him, let me go to him. And it's no disrespect to the other trainers around Tuscaloosa, but now as I see when people say, hey, I need a trainer around Tuscaloosa, my name is mentioned, so that's a good thing. But what I had to do to get there was the bad thing. Like, I actually had to go out and find somebody that was credible to give me a try, give me a chance. And they projected from my image. And I listened to what's her name, Mika, I think that's her name. Go ahead.
When you went and got somebody who, I guess we could say, had some popularity or notoriety, did you have to kind of start off giving them service for free?
No, I never do that. Nah, business is business. At the end of the day,
business is business.
You know, I still have to feed my family. So I'm not going to give you anything for free, because you can't go get it from anybody else for free.
Great business.
And I truly believe in that. And that person understood that, because they say, hey, I can't go to Planet Fitness or I can't go to such and such and get it for free. They understood as a black business or a black man that, hey, he's doing something positive. He's trying to come up the right way. I'm going to give him a chance. So that's basically what happens, and I kind of grew from there.
Right.
Did he have to use your Facebook page for – do you all each know each other, or did he kind of have to use your Facebook page to kind of see your background?
Well, I know this person. I use my Facebook page as a background. I use Snapchat. I use Instagram. But again, nobody gave me a chance. So what I had to do was I had to show them that I was working out just as hard. So people were attracted to that. Again, they were looking, but they weren't coming in. So once that person with that credibility, I'm just going to say credibility came in, and people respect that person, or they're popular, then that's when people started saying, okay, this guy is the real thing.
Right. That person put the stamp on it for you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly.
Straight up. And that happens all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the good and the bad and the ugly of social media, because if nobody would have came in and, like you say, put a stamp on me, I'd still be out there, you know, trying to do this thing, you know, from ground level. But when somebody gave me that chance, you know, social media, they seen it, they start viewing, and they're, you know, your views don't never add up to your likes. So people are always watching, but they won't push that like button and say, okay, and they said, okay, well, this person is really, he's really doing it. And then from there, man, you know, I just kind of went up from there.
Yeah.
My whole thing with the like thing, I'm a person with Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I don't have a Snapchat, but my thing with the likes is, if once you yourself start following a lot of people and friends with a lot of people, it's too much stuff to like everything. Like, you can't just hit like.
Right.
I don't think it might be something that I like and I don't hit like. That don't mean that I don't like it. It don't even mean that I'm indifferent about it. I could like it, I just didn't hit it, because again, it's all day or so. My Instagram is crazy. I had to double tap every minute.
Yeah,
what I've learned from that is I jokingly said, I think I was maybe selling a hat or something with my logo on it. I was trying to get people to buy it and stuff like that. Basically, what I said is that like or that share or that repost is basically like that validation of the chicken sandwich. One person went in and say, hey, Popeye's got a good chicken sandwich. And that business flourished from there. So
like, where
it's
did
not
that
I'm fishing for likes. Yeah, it's not that I'm fishing for likes or anything like that. But at the same time, if one person or two people saying, okay, man, this is good, man, you become a overnight success over something that people should have been looking at you in the beginning over.
But look, to be honest, isn't that almost everything? That's why you have celebrity endorsement. There's a reason why they put Charles Barkley on Weight Watchers. There's a reason why Kim Kardashian and Rihanna getting this guap. Rihanna make more money selling lipstick and panties than albums.
Right,
he's a fact.
She couldn't fold a pair of panties.
Hey, Tank, I give you one that even that's more closer to home and something that we have a background in. You're not as strange as it is, but in at least in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that if the club isn't 50 to 75 people in there, people aren't gonna come in. Like, you have to have a crowd. You have to have a crowd for people to come have a good time. Now, what sense does that make? They need to have other people
to
have a good time.
And look, in the harp on what Jay's saying, if 75 people not enough for them, but they wanted to be crowded. But you're still not going to mess with these people anyway. You're only going to talk to the people you came with. Give or take a couple of girls if you a dude.
That's fair.
But when the club get real crowded, shoot with your team.
That's true. But you want to be at the scene where it was packed at, the validation.
Right.
And it goes back to what dude was saying about, you know what I mean, his business or whatever. We had a caller a couple weeks ago that said Tuscaloosa was a little different, a lot different from a lot of places that he's ever been to. But this is something that you see all over the place, though. Like, you getting that stamp of approval could do wonders for your business. And and I think you're a small businessman to come to a place that nobody knows you. But you have to be keen on who's somebody. So you gotta look at it like this. You could work out Joe Schmo on the street, and people would be like, look at him working out. That's fine. You could work out Cassius Lanier, and people would say, oh, shit, Cassius walked with him. Let me see what this is about. Why? Because you're tapping into his followers and everybody that righteously walked with him. He got a huge name and a huge clientele in this city. You would be a fool not to walk with him. That's what we were just talking about with Fabulous. Fabulous, he didn't hit me up or you up about dancing to his own. He hooked up somebody to get 2 million followers to dance to him because he wants that push. So I think it's a good business strategy to do your research to see who in that city is the people that I need to rock with and go rock with them and then let the rest follow. That's just good business to me.
Especially you got Ferraris, man. You got Bentleys and all that. You could have gave that man 10 bands. He would have took that, I'm sure. No problem. For a little 40-second clip, minute clip, not even a skit, just a little
But have y'all listened to the song? Do y'all even like the song he's trying to get him to dance off of? That's the other thing.
Hey, Carla, we're about to get ready to go into Joe's top five, but if you stay on, we'll try to bring you back in a few
Let
minutes.
Let me call and shout him out, Jay.
Yeah. Sorry.
This is a social media show. What's your social? Who are you?
Oh, Corey Stewart with CDS Fitness. Confidence plus dedication equals success. Personal trainer out here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm out here on Foster's Ferry Road if you guys want to come out and get you a good workout.
Wait, you're around the corner from me in that white building up the hill?
Yeah, that's me.
Well,
okay.
Tamika, on the way?
I'm not ready.
On the way.
I make you frustrated. I'm a little.
Now you're that's what I'm here for.
Hey,
I want to get in shape, but I don't want to do the work.
Look here, bro. I was just about to say, you was about to be gone. I'm the most, these three people, the other three people are in decent shape. I'm at the end. I got to, when I come to you, you think she's going to frustrate you. I'm going to peg you. But look here, I'm going to peg you. But as soon as you try that boot camp shit, I'm subject to leave for the day, and I just come back tomorrow.
No, man, my training is a little different. I was that guy that was actually 251 pounds. All right, so I went on a vacation. One of my homeboys said, hey, don't come back like that. Don't come to the next vacation like that. So that was an eye-opener. So what most people don't realize, or what they don't realize is, hey, I've actually been where you are. So what makes me a little bit different, I'm out there doing the workout with you. I'm not just barking orders or anything like, say, hey, do this. Hey, we're going to do the workout together. My whole image is, let's do it together. That way you won't have to do it alone. All right. And I work people from ground level all the way up. That's just how I've been training, and I've been real successful at that so far.
I'm down at the ground level.
You ain't ground level.
Yeah, I'm actually seeing guys out there some evenings because I get off around 4:30. So before the time change, I've seen y'all out there because I live literally in walking distance because I used to walk through there in the evening times before people start blowing their horns and doing the most. Like, they ain't never seen nobody walk before. I used to walk that path for a couple miles every evening.
Okay, why they were blowing the horn? Whoa. Why they were blowing the horn? They ain't never seen a woman before.
I don't know.
It's another reason. Look, before we get to Joe's top five, hey Jay, why do she continues to act like she Barbara Streisand or somebody? I don't understand.
I'm trying to act oblivious.
I'm a poor top one.
He's oblivious to the fact that.
Right.
Next time you see us out there, will you come on over here and get you a workout?
Okay, I need to. I got to get my life.
I don't want to hear I need to. I just want to see you come over here and get a workout. We go from there.
There you go with that shit right there.
Yeah, I already thought it. Lesson one.
Hey, man, Carla, we're glad you called in, man. Look, it sounds like you're going to get a little
bit.
I'm going to come check
you
out. We're going to come check you out. We expect you on the west round of the corner. That's a no-brainer. And we appreciate you.
They
said, stay on the line. We might get you back. We're going to jump into Joe's top five.
Okay, cool. Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thank you. Man, you sound like you ain't nowhere close to going to no gym. But sorry, go ahead, Joe.
No, that was dope though, bro. Like, you feel me? I like that though. Like, you know, a Westside gym or whatnot. Like, that's cool,
yeah,
man. I hope people. Yeah, I hope people on the West go rock with it.
Don't wait to January and go in the Planet Fitness and Crank Fitness, fill them places up. Knowing y'all ain't gonna keep them fit with.
Yeah, no.
Somebody said that link isn't working. It says starting live broadcast and it just stopped. I don't know, that must be their stuff.
Are they on
screen? Gotta be.
What you see on your
end?
Hey,
what you trying to say? My phone is the clearest.
Call the line.
Folks have been complaining about the feedback on your phone. We ain't going to talk about Tank's phone. And then Joe.
My phone ain't
doing
nothing
since
the first
trail.
Time.
Don't talk about my phone.
My phone has done nothing since the first time.
My phone's straight. Like, I call and get a sound check every night.
I hear
every
that. Don't sound good
check.
To me.
Oh, I don't know. It must be something wrong. Don't bring a Sprint no more. When you'll be $65
a month. Don't be mad.
Y'all over there
paying
the bills.
I pay
for it. But anyway,
what were we talking
about before
you started
back on
Sprint
service? Joe, stop fighting. I need a damn theme song to come on before I do this. Can you give me a theme song before I do this?
Yeah.
Yo, go ahead.
Can y'all give me like a Jay-Z, like a little verse of a whole or something?
Y'all really trying to take us to court, ain't he, Joe?
He's taking us all the way.
y'all crazy, man.
He has a club in Australia for using one of his verses in a children's book. Now, if he's going after somebody with a children's book,
right.
I don't know that go well.
Oh, leave them kids alone. Man, but I think it's a very interesting topic, and it's interesting to me because those who know, I could care less sometimes for social media, but I'd be lying and say I didn't utilize social media for a huge blessing in life. Created T-shirts and started selling shirts and paid for grad school basically through Facebook. So I'd be lying to say you righteously can't.
Hey,
you,
clap for that. Hold on, clap for that.
You got to clap for me for that. Bro. Get my clap.
Yeah. Paid for grad school Facebook selling shirts.
Definitely. Because when you wait, hit me up and told me I couldn't utilize none of their little grants in there no more because I've been bought too many TVs and everything, and I asked them out. I messed out all my money. I had to figure it out, and that's what Queen of Beauty and all that came about a few years ago. You saw me making shirts and selling shirts and grinding. I paid for my 3 semesters to grad school with that, books and all. So I'm always grateful for social media, but I also can understand the dangers of it. I got 2 11-year-old boys, twin boys, who righteously, I'm watching them become some of this stuff that I'm about to talk about. So let's get into Joe's top five, and I'm sure y'all will be able to relate to some of the stuff that would make my list. Number five, Facebook depression. It's something Mika touched on, you know what I mean, earlier when she talked about how people really feel a way about not getting online. Now, Mika, like she said, she can go months without having to get on Facebook and make a post. But there are really a clinical depression where people have to get medication for Facebook depression. If they go too long without being able to post, they get anxiety. If they phones or whatnot, they need to use other people's phones. They get fired from work because they're always on the computer or whatnot. They have really anxiety attacks when they cannot go check a post. And you know, social media is the fault of that. You know what I mean? So, number four, something my our caller could, you know, help with, decreased activity. You know, it's always talked about how obesity and weight gain is something in the South, and, you know, and how we are growing as a nation. One of those reasons is social media. We don't have to go outside to do anything. Everything is at the palm of our hand. Anybody we need to talk to, in our hand. Everything we need to shop at, in our hand. So it's hard to get out and go do anything when you literally can just sit up in the bed or sit up on your couch or whatnot with your phone and scroll all day and talk to who you need to talk to, laugh all day, make posts about whatever, and you don't have to move. You know, we used to have to get our ass up and go and do whatever and go see the people that we needed to see. Not no more. Not in this generation. So we're seeing a major decrease in activity across, you know, all individuals and whatnot. Let's look at number three, poor concentration. I see this with my kids all the time. Get in there and clean up. Yes, sir. Ain't moved a bit. Why? That damn phone in their face. Can't move. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is, they just stuck and they froze. And I'm sure y'all have seen people who are just not able to focus on what it is, whatever task they have, because somebody is on live, something is going on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatnot, and they cannot pull their way away from it. People that work kill me sometimes. I be talking about the job, and they be like, oh, my God, did you see what Tony Braxton said about Baby on Twitter today? Check it out. I could give a damn. You know what I mean? I don't know what you're talking about. Didn't see it, didn't care. That's just deal with what we're dealing with. But they cannot concentrate or focus on the job at hand. I think it was a 41% increase in what it was in the southern states. And they was looking at the SEC conference or whatnot, and they was talking about how we get on Instagram, Facebook, and all the social media and bash each other about Alabama and Auburn. But it was a 41% increase in terminations based off social media alone. And that's just people being online and being on their phone when they shouldn't be because they're at work. So let's look at number two. It has killed the art of conversation. The art of conversation is a lost art simply because people do not have to talk no more. People will just tweet and DM you to death, and then when you talk to them, they sound like they didn't get out of third grade. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They can't formulate sentences. They can't have a conversation about anything intelligently. They seem as if, like, their opinions are bouncing off the wall. Why? Because we just don't know how to talk to each other no more. We really conversate in Twitter posts and IG posts. I have literally heard people say LOL to each other in person. That's just crazy to me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just blatantly off the wall how social media and, you know, the tweets and the IG posts have changed the way we really talk to each other. People cannot have face-to-face conversations no more. And if you can, I salute to you because it's a lost art, and it can go a long way if you still know how to converse with each other. So the number one thing that I've seen that social media has done to people has killed self-worth and self-esteem. Something about getting validated through other people has really killed people's self-worth. So if a person posts a picture and they feeling real beautiful about themselves, and then the cyberbullying starts and people get to bashing them, they would just delete the post, delete their page or whatever, and really sometimes try to delete themselves off earth because they are focused on people that they would never meet in life sometimes, bashing them. And that's just, you know, really a far, far cry from where we have come from and being able to look at yourself and know that you're somebody special, and it doesn't take 600-800 likes from strangers to feel that way. I have seen people will post regular pictures and get 20 likes, 30 likes, and feel like, and in the next picture they half naked and they get 2,000 likes. And guess what? You would never see a regular picture from them again. Why? Because they still reaching for that amount of likes and views that they got from that picture that they had when left with. People getting their validation and their self-worth and their self-esteem really built through these apps. And it's causing, you know, suicides and depression when it turns left on them and they don't get that validation. So if I can say anything to our listeners right now is to always understand that social media can be a great tool for promoting businesses. It can be a great tool for reaching out to people that you haven't had contact with since high school, middle school. It could be a great tool in building up, you know, any type of brands that you have. But it also can be a curse if you don't use it right. So just be mindful of those pitfalls of social media, and you'll be fine. That's a loop. That's Joe K's Top 5. Thank y'all.
Appreciate that, Joe.
No problem, no problem.
And don't get twisted now. I have spent a lot of, time on social media cutting up and playing with my friends and things of that nature. That's a good, because I have met some wonderful people that I would have never met if it was not for social media. So that's the good on my end. But I even had to pep talk myself and step away from it, just like Joe said. You know, I went interacting. Come get on Facebook, talk about love and hip hop, and why we can't get together and watch together and have these conversations? Why we can't go out together? So the last couple of years, that's something I've been trying to do. Let me see my friends in person more often. And a lot of times, those things don't even make it to social media. Put your damn phone down. Don't record me. Don't take a video. Let's just be here and deal with each other. Let's have these memories and something we can talk about later versus always trying to photograph it or put it on the gram or want somebody to see it.
I can't think of, like, the line that Drake said. We talked about Drake earlier, and Drake said a line about, you know, you can't even enjoy where you at because you're too busy trying to show out for the people you left behind. And that's crazy to me. But it's so fat. It's like you go out, you've been working so hard all year to go on this vacation and, you know, with your friends, and you feel like you have to put on just to show the people that you left, look where I'm at, look what I'm doing. I'm doing the life, I'm doing the big. Instead of just living in the moment, like, put your damn phone down and just enjoy that. You know, enjoy the scenery. Enjoy where you at. Enjoy just being there. And letting that memory be engraved in your mind rather than feeling like you have to show another 3, 4, 5,000 people that you're not at home, you know?
Right. Just live it. Make the memory. You can take the pictures and look at them. I have so many pictures in my phone that have never made it anywhere that I can just go back and giggle at, you know, and just, I think that is more precious. And I'm trying not to have. I'm feel like I'm getting old, so I'm trying to make sure I don't get Alzheimer's. I want to go back and have these memories. I don't want to have to be. It makes you lazy. You know what I'm saying? Just uploading everything, it makes you lazy, and then everybody else is seeing it. Sometimes stuff should just be for you. You know what I'm saying? Like catching somebody asleep, that should just be for me, or to laugh about it, or show each other when we get back together. Like I don't. And plus, sometimes I don't really want to embarrass my friends. I don't want my friends to be seen in a different light. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my friends on social media with their mouth open and drool coming out the side of their mouth or they pass out drunk. Like, to me, that's not cute. And I don't want, if I love my friends, then why would I want them to be seen in that light?
To go a little bit deeper, Miko, what part of the of like the chit chatting with your friends, what part of that, like the negative side of it, do you see? Because I mean, I feel like sometimes that we meet people, like you're saying, that you've met people that you never would have met. How often have you actually lost people because of Facebook? Have you ever lost because of Facebook?
Not, I wouldn't say lost. I have eased away from people because sometimes social media bring out a side of people, and I don't like you being two different people. Now, I can be moderate on social media, but anybody on this phone or listening to me, I am the same person. I'm not two different people. You know what I'm saying? I may be in moderation on social media, but I am the same person. Things that I will say on social media, I will say to you in person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the same person. When I see that, you are a whole different personality. You are a whole different person. I may not cut you off, but I will distance myself because you don't even know who the hell you are. So how do I know what you're gonna be to me, if that makes sense? I've had someone throw shots at me, subliminal message, something we just talked about, and they go on social media and they post something, they'll sub me, and of course I'm calling on the phone because ain't no sub. This what you talk about me? Because if you have my phone number, you should not be throwing subs on me to me on Facebook if we're friends. So I ain't necessarily just fell out with anybody, but I have distanced myself because I don't need it. Like if you had a follow me, you could have called me.
That's crazy, I agree with you 1,000%, Mika. Like, what happened to that, bro? Like, what happened to just picking up the phone and being like, look, you know, I ain't feeling how blah 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 or whatever. Like, a person would see a person, literally just see them in a parking lot somewhere, and don't say a word. Get in their car, drive home, and then post, yeah, bitch, I just saw you. You know, you didn't do that, blah blah blah. But you could have just said that. You feel me? But it's just something about that validation from other people in the eyes and everybody watching that make you jump on social media to try to defame and embarrass somebody when you could have just popped off, you know, in front of them. Shit,
right.
We used to have to get off the wrong bus stop to go see somebody. Now these people just tag them and just go about their business.
It's been years ago, but I literally have spoken with someone on the phone, hung up, did what I had to do, log back on, and see she done popped off about the conversation that was had. Because evidently, I rub people the wrong way. I do it a lot.
Yeah, you do.
I say what I say, and I mean what I say. But most of the time, I don't mean harm. But if you were to come to me and say that I hurt your feelings or I didn't say it that way or to clarify, I have no problems with that. But she popped off on social media. I got you. I'll make you look stupid for the rest of your life. I never say anything else to you. I won't tell you have anything hanging out your nose. You got a friend in me. I'll be as fake as you are from now on. I just don't understand that. I didn't get that. I think I end up deleting her because I don't want to be talking about it anymore. Because if you sub me again, then I got to fight you in the street. Like, fight you for real. Because like, I don't understand that. And then I mean, you know, I came up with having a lot of guy friends. I got more female friends as I got older. I think I got a little bit more patience. Because, like, with Tank and Jimbo and all of them, hanging out with them, I can be honest and crude. You know what I'm saying? I can say how
I mean. Mean. She said whatever.
Whatever.
Spicy. But she said, you know, it kind of like, it ain't even nice nasty. It's just, you know, nonchalant, but be all the way with it. You just stuck on stupid.
Yeah. And so with women, I'm learning. Like I said, I have more patience. I can't be how I am with pain with all of my friends. Now, the ones that are closer to me are used to me, and I don't have to do that. And I'm really not comfortable around women that I have to sugarcoat stuff with. So those interactions are few and far between. But yeah, I don't like that part of social media. They're brave. They get brave on social media.
For me, the good is I like it.
And I like seeing pictures of people's kids. That, you know, we don't live by each other anymore. We graduated. You know, I like to see people prospering. I like when people are sharing their good news. This is a whole nother conversation. I always want to know. Like, I like people to share, but some stuff I feel like you should keep within your circle. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because some of it would be showboating, because you talking about your blessing and this, that, and the other, and sometimes I don't think it's a blessing. You just really want to, poke.
You just want to
prod somebody. And then some of it be lies. Like, I've seen people post things about how they got them, and I know
they be lying. They be lying like hell.
Yeah, like, that ain't true. That ain't how you got it. Like, why would you put that lie out there? Because somebody always know the truth. That's the thing about the lie. Somebody always know the truth. Somebody always knows. So why even put yourself out there to be exposed? I think cars and houses are a blessing. I do think they are. If you're able to purchase a home and things of that nature. But there's plenty of times I've moved or purchased something or got something, and I just don't – I think that's my blessing. You know what I'm saying? If I've heard people say, oh, you didn't tell me you got a new car. I didn't think I was supposed – that's a social media thing. I don't have to tell you.
Because and that's – you know what? And that – I'm sorry, but that's almost made my top five and probably should have. You know what I mean? Because I had honorable mentions, and I really wanted to talk about that part of social media too. This thing about if it don't hit social media, then it's not real. And I'm going to tell you why I see that a lot. Like taking care of your kids or whatever. Like people feel like if you do not post everything that you buy your children or do for your children or whatnot, that must mean you're not up on your game or you're not taking care of your kids. And it's so not the case. This world is crazy. Sometimes you just don't want to put your kids out there in the light. You know what I mean? Like that. But I've really heard people say, like, oh, so you bought your kids that those new shoes. Oh, man, you must be on your shit. Like, what? Like, just because I posted them dead, I don't post them that much. That doesn't mean I'm not taking care of home, bro. Like, some stuff
it has nothing,
don't
it has,
have
it has
to reach
nothing
social
to
media
do.
For it to mean it be happening. Hate that ideology. About social media.
My 17-year-old son said some of the really shit to me that I have heard from.
And I have a question for y'all too. Like, how old is too young for a person to have social media?
I don't know. I let mine do about 15 because by the time, well, and that was by force and not choice, so they already had them and they got caught.
How young is too young?
I don't know how
11, young. 11 is the end. When they get to like 12, 13, they're coming. But see, for me, me and Tamika kids, they're a little older. They if this generation younger, but they in their 20s now. So, but they had phones when they were like 5. So think about that. Process that. It just so happens with one of those smartphones at 5 years of age. Technology plus social media is moving into the Terminator movie. Robots. It sounds crazy, though. It's on the way. Social media, the good is the connectivity. I love it. You can get lost in Instagram because it's shopping. It's entertainers. You in their world. It's your city world if you want to be into that. Your group of friends. I'm in so many subgroups. It's been evolved so much that it's sensory overload for everybody.
Overload. Hey, Mika.
Huh?
Hey, you were saying something before before Joe had kind of shared that.
Oh, I was saying about my son. We were riding down the road, and he was talking about, I don't know if it's his current girl, ex-girl. I don't keep up with him because I don't like that mom-in-law stuff. Your girlfriends, I don't even know their name because I don't know how long it's going to last. But anyway, so a girl got mad and said that, why you don't never post no pictures? He's like, we beefing in real life. I'm not gonna take no photo for 30 seconds. And people talking about goals when we ain't even really saying nothing to each other all day long. Social media is fake. That's a damn. My 17-year-old did it.
You know what he was supposed to add on to say to that? Y'all know what else he was
what?
Supposed to say?
What?
Little girl, I got an S500 Benz. Don't worry about why I don't post you.
I don't know how you see that coming.
I think you won't do it in public.
Hey, in public, this is what I want. My public is one thing the public understands. We all have our views and opinions, but this opinion is fact. Hey, Joe and AJ, again, you got a 600 Benz. Ain't nobody in high school that's a girl telling you nothing. If you had a 83 Escort, they ain't telling you nothing. You can't ride a big body, and they telling you nothing. Is that right or wrong?
Facts.
That'll help you.
That's not helping me.
That's the truth, though.
I'm just trying to say what you use a shock. What he said to her? This nigga got a
that car is 14 years old. That
oh
is
my
a
God.
Car.
I don't understand what those. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. I mean, you're saying that like, I can see if it was a 2020. No. If he had a 2020 at 600 bins, I'm going with it. Let's go, Joe.
True story. True story.
Shit.
But the point that I was trying to make is, before Tank interrupted me, is that we need to make sure our kids know. I was happy that my son know that social media is fake. Is that it only takes you a couple seconds to take a picture smiling. And there's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of things that are hidden in pictures that you do not see. And so before you become jealous or envious or make something your goal, you don't know the backstory. Just like the picture and keep moving. Don't let it bother you. I told Javon and Tank knows, but I deal with anxiety. And sometimes social media is too much for me, so I have to turn off my notifications. Because too much news. Somebody got kidnapped. Somebody got murdered. Oh, somebody's house got broken into. Too much information
will
cause a panic attack for me. So I have to unplug because I can't take all that information. Yes. And you know, with me working and dealing with people all day, listening to their stuff, and then coming home and looking at all the notifications on my phone, because if the notification come up, you feel like you got to touch it. So I have to turn that stuff off so I won't be in sensory overload. But do whatever you need to do to protect your peace, because this stuff is affecting us. Whether it's just social media, it's just fun. These things are affecting us because this is a new normal. This is a new way of life, and we got to figure out how to navigate it and not let it navigate us.
Couldn't have said it better. I agree.
I say, and use it for entertainment, use it for some news, use it for shopping, use it for connecting with, you know, your friends. Yeah, those are the things I like about it. You can't talk to your cousin that you ain't really
in the car. I think that's why it was originally invented. I just think people taint stuff. People will taint anything. People taint Black Friday. People taint it. The new Jordan's coming out. Folks making the bottom of them and getting the fight. People will taint anything. A new iPhone.
True shit. It's been tainted. And if you look at what Facebook was invented for, it was about getting girls in colleges, and then it just led into a whole.
It blew up. It's big business.
You know what I'm saying? It's a business, and when business come advertisements, and when advertisements come sales and all that, so you're going to deal with people reaching out at everything, jumping at everything, throwing everything out there, you know what I mean, for consumption. So it becomes a sensory overload almost. But I agree with y'all with the different, you know what I mean? Like, you get to connect with people from different walks of life. I also think, like, it took that, you know, Tank, you remember, you know, I'm sure y'all all remember the conversations of, you know, putting a demo out with music, you know, shopping your demo and going to the demo tape together, whatever. Social media kind of eliminated that. You could just, you know what I mean, make you a video at the house and get on YouTube and get 3-4 million views on YouTube, and now you somebody. You know what I mean? So it has broadened it kind of shrunk the world a little bit. We could reach out to people all over the globe. So, you know, it's some strength to it, but you just have to, you know, you have to be able to check and balance everything.
Yeah, it's dope. Like it's dope as fuck. Because you can know you can connect with somebody in L.A. You can connect with somebody in New York.
I mean, and I think one of the things that I do like about social media is kind of touching on what you said, Joe. I think it just allows us to all to move so much faster with the world. And even when you look at artists now, that I think we're talking about Shiggy, or even you think about DC Young Fly. I mean, the good thing about it is you have to be relentless, and they keep putting out material. And, you know, DC Young Fly would have had a really tough challenge moving at the speed that he was without social media. I mean, so many of these.
Even 85 South. What? 85 South. Just Hilarious. Country Wayne.
Just Hilarious. Yeah. I mean,
TT, all them, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When you look at them want to be, when you look at them being comedians and being on stage and performing now, look at all the red tape they would have had to went through, you know, had to go through 20
right.
years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
They don't, they eliminated that. In fact, you get what I'm saying? You got to go through that. So now you can
and
just
you,
be.
You was going to have to go to the lab factory with these people, with how did social media help? I mean, we ain't going to the Laugh Factory. People in Kansas ain't going to the Laugh Factory. But now they can
this
see you,
true.
And you can go see them. Just like
right. You can, this is 100%, bro. Like, for real.
And you can eat. You can go get $2,000, and you can do 3 shows a week. That's $6,000 a week. Six, 12. There you go. 24, 25,
and
$5 a month.
Your followers pick up and now love a hip-hop caller. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is, and that's another check. Or, you know, wilding out calling because of your YouTube video. That's another check. So, it's, you know,
they
it's
making video. What was that shit, Tamika, when you eating food and people getting paid off that? This, this is crazy.
He made over $1 million last year eating food while talking on camera.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's there's a little Japanese kid who gets paid over $1 million for playing with toys. I mean,
they're
watching
children playing toys.
That's a guy getting $11 million for Fortnite. Other people watch him play Fortnite every day,
right?
And he gets $11 million a year based off of other people sitting at home with Fortnite in their house, but they would rather just watch him play it.
Socials is definitely a great way to get some money on. That social media helped birth Uber, Lyft, Uber Eats, DoorDash. That's socials.
These are fast. Well,
hey cab drivers, these people destroyed you guys' whole archaic way of thinking.
Man, what?
You call an Uber or Lyft, the car is right there. You call radio cab. My homegirl used to work in the cab company. I got a call, go there. You might as well sit down the phone, go there and talk. Or the cab get to you. Then to your destination.
This is crazy.
The Uber from the pull up about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey guys, we got three guys and gals. We got 3 minutes left. So parting shots.
I guess that's it. Wait, go ahead, Mika. Go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead, John.
I keep it brief. Parting shots for tonight. Happy birthday to my man Hov.
Oh,
you know what I mean? All my followers. All the followers out there. Go out there and check out my boy Discography. The man is literally the greatest rapper to ever touch a mic for 100 reasons. I'm going to get into debates about this later, I'm sure, but the greatest rapper to ever touch the mic. Go check out Jay-Z. Again, social media could be a curse, but it can also be a blessing. Just use it right. And that's it for me.
Parting shot for me. I say I'm glad we're doing this again. It's been fun. It will continue to be fun. For those that listen, tell a friend. Our Facebook page is up to 200 likes. We were just talking about likes, and it matters when you have a Facebook page.
We did hit 200.
The more people we can reach, so we can continue to do this and keep bringing you more content. We would love for you guys to call in and to engage with us. That will make the show more fun. But we just look forward to keep doing this.
Shout out
my partner,
Shotty,
is up.
Everybody. Tank.
Yeah, my partner shot. Thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to the callers tonight. It's a good show. Always a good show with the family. I love my family. It was a little rocky, a little loud. Almost was Hollywood T, but I skated. But again, thanks to the listeners. Tell a friend. We're here to have fun. Teach y'all some stuff. Learn some stuff ourselves. And that's it. We're on to a bigger, better platform. 2020 is on the way. We got a few surprises in the summertime. It's going to go down. We're going to do a video.
Yeah, we got a lot of things on the way. And like Mika said, shout out to and thank you, everybody who's over 200 likes. We got a lot of things in store, a lot more content. We're going to keep bringing value. We're going to keep bringing value. We're going to make them short so you got enough time that you can listen to it real quick while you're on your lunch break. And so that's kind of what I wanted to say as far as the show goes. As far as the topic tonight, I think it's really important to, if you're going to look at those social influencers or people who've made it, or even if you look at Game 7 Radio, it's about being consistent and what do you do once you get there? Because there's a lot of work that they're putting in that we don't see. You just see the videos, but you don't know how many of them that it took them to make to finally have that hit video. And I'm just talking about that practice one that they worked on then. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for listeners. Continue to keep checking us out. We're going to keep trying to provide your value. That's it, and that's all. Thanks, y'all.
Well, guys,
peace.